Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings and good morning. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I'm kind of moving a little slow this morning. My brain's a little foggy. I had to go directly into the kitchen and make me some coffee. I think I made it a little bit too strong, but you know what? That's all right. I'm going to make it do what it do with the vanilla creamer. How are you this morning? I have so much on my mind. I'm debating whether I talk about it or not, but I'm scrolling down my list as I'm rambling here, trying to see what direction do I want to go to start out today. I should have thought this through because I really kind of want a theme or something, but let me just keep on scrolling. It is a great morning. It's beautiful here. You know, and I believe in attitude is everything, and I think that, you know, you can go any direction just by, you know, really, really thinking about your attitude. You know what, let me just start out with something that's going to make me smile because I kind of need that. I'm going to play Hit the Dance Floor by Jerron the Entertainer.
You know, it's time to hit the dance floor. Don't you know?
Over there just giving them a treat.
Don't you know?
Over there just doing the dirt.
Don't you got the dance?
much? What's up, too much? I don't know. You know what? Every time I play that man, no matter what time of day is, he just makes me smile. And you know what? I apologize if that was a little bit too much, but it was good for my soul. It really was good for my soul because I got a smile on my face. Again, that was Jerome the Entertainer out of Georgia with his piece, Hit the Dance Floor. I love all his music. I just do it. Just I say it all the time. It makes me think of Mississippi and the juke joints. It just, I don't know. I feel like, you know, when I hear his music, it's a style. I just picture him with his people, you know, back there just partying and having a great time. And sometimes I think music needs to be that it's something that, you know, just puts a smile on your face. And you know what? I just saw a song. Let's see what it is, because I just don't even remember the direction. But, I think music should put a smile on your face. I think that it can enhance the mood. It can help you go in whatever direction, you know, that you're feeling. And sometimes I think it can take you out of a mood. So, Jerome, I'm so glad you make the kind of music you make, my friend, because that was a good one for Lady Flavor. So I just saw a song. It's by an artist out of Eastern Washington. His name is Jason F., and guess what? It's called Smile in My Face. Do you think it's a good one or a bad one? Let's see.
This is going out to all the backstabbers in the place. What's up, y'all? Go ahead and just stay right here to my face.
Hey, tell me why you wanna do me like that. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. I don't want your handshake, I don't want your dab. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. Smile in my face, stab me in my back. Smile in my face, stab me in my back. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. Tell me why you wanna go and do me like that. Keep it cool, but lately I've been hot. All the gossip you do behind my back has gotta stop. When we run into each other, you be acting like my friend. Soon as I turn around, you're right back at it again. I don't think I'm better, never said that I was perfect. Mess up all the time, but I don't do it on purpose. I hope for you it's worth it to be in my business. Talking about some stuff that you were never there to witness. You should take a tip from me and learn to shut your mouth. I love to shut it for you, but that's not what I'm about. I ain't into this and I ain't into having beef. I try to be a nice guy, that doesn't mean I'm weak. I got a list of issues and I got a lot of problems. You don't wanna get me fired up or started on one. Didn't your mama teach you anything when you were small? If it isn't nice, don't say it at all.
Hey,
tell me why you wanna do me like that. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. I don't want your hands.
Homie,
very well. Running up the shows when you see me giving that. Telling me you know the words of every single track. Then turn around and telling everybody that it's whack. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. All you do is lie and say that you were in the dope game. You were just a copycat. I'm on my own thing. Didn't your mama teach you anything when you were small? If it is a night, don't say it at all.
Hey.
Tell me why you wanna do me like that. Smile in my face and you stab me in my back. I don't want your hands.
That was one of those woo, woo, woo. That was just so in the opposite direction, wasn't it? But you know what? I thought about it. Do I cut that one short and find something else, or do I just let it play, you know? And I decided to let it play. I really listened to the songs this time. I really listened to the words, and it made sense. It made sense depending on how somebody might be feeling. You know, I know that people feel that way all the time, like somebody has stabbed them in their back, you know, smiled in their face and all of that. And what do we even do with a situation like that? Honestly, it made me smile. I don't know if it just felt like a joke because I went from Jerron the entertainer, you know, hit the dance floor, to then all of a sudden Jason F. was smiling my face. Oh, just what a direction. What a direction I just did. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good because music is about, you know, allowing you to feel. And, you know, I wanted to play some happy music this morning, but you know what? We can take you back in that direction, right? So let me clean that one up with a little bit of I Love My Life by Black Stax.
Oh,
You know what? That song's a classic. That song is a classic. It's something that can speak to people. I don't care who you are, where you are, what time it is that you might hear this song, you know, what your story is. I think that song will always, always speak to people. I've been playing it for a few years, you know, and the listenership to that particular song, to that video that we did, keeps growing and growing and growing. There are people playing it all over, you know, the world, this particular song, you know. And I think sometimes, too, you know, music can take you in that direction. Sometimes you cannot change the circumstances of your life. You just really can't. And if you could, it would change everything, you know. And I recognize that there are a lot of things that I have to be grateful for, to be thankful for, you know. And if I had not gone through some of the other things in my life that maybe weren't so pleasant, I wouldn't feel and appreciate and be where I am today. You know, so, I mean, music, it can speak to us in so many different ways. And that's why I do what I do. It is not easy being Lady Flava. I put a post out this morning because, you know, when you are a public figure and you choose to share your thoughts and feelings openly in front of other people, you know, you allow people in to have an opinion about what you said, how you said it, why you think the way that you do. And I'm okay with that because I know that if I don't want somebody to respond, don't say it, right? I know that. So I know that when I put myself out there, I open myself up for interpretation. I open up myself up to have people to have an opinion. So I shared a post today that said, more and more I'm being told that people don't want to build with somebody until they see them being successful, and only then they will get on board. And I asked, what do you think? And, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, this topic. There was a response that said, you know, that's like that ridiculous rule of credit. Got to have credit before you can get credit. And it's so true. It doesn't make any sense, right? It just really doesn't make any sense. You know, and then a young man said, you know, but it's exactly true. And they don't want, you know, to help until they see you shining. And I have to agree with you, with him, too. You know, it is very difficult to want to build. It is very difficult for an artist to stand out and really shine amongst, you know, people. This is not an easy industry, but, you know, even if you're a small business owner, you know, back in the day when I owned Flava Coffee House, as much as I knew I built this amazing space, you know, all the specs, everything, it came out exactly how I wanted it to. The architect that worked with me did a great job as far as the physical structure. I think that I did a good job when it came to the feeling within the walls of Flava. You know, I was a good barista, you know, but I just did not have enough business. I did not have enough business to just really continue to push and push and push. I could still be there. It wasn't like I had to close her doors, you know, but it was like, oh, my goodness, I had to sign a 5-year lease. And do you put yourself out there committed for another 5 years when you've already given 5 years, you know? And so I made the business decision to close the doors of Flava Coffee House. I don't regret it, but I do miss her, you know? And I think that through what I experienced as a small business owner, I really understand what it takes for somebody to be successful. And the bottom line is nobody can do it by themselves. Nobody can. You have to have customers. You have to have people paying attention when you step out publicly to do something, whether it's a small business, whether it is you being an artist, whether you are a speaker, whether you're a minister, you know, whether you have a department that you run. You need to be able to create something that people will follow and want to follow for it to be successful. You know, and man, sometimes, you guys, I'll be honest, it's hard. It's really, really hard. And it makes me sit back and think, you know, what do I do? And I'll be honest with you, people are advising me, just, you know, don't put yourself out there as much. And, you know, just reel it in and only work with a few artists. Don't try to support the masses, because until you are some big name out there, you know, they're not going to step up and really support what it is that you're trying to build. You know, if you got some thoughts on that, please feel free to call in 347-857-1189. I do think I might do an artist roundtable on it, though, because I would like to hear, you know, even if it's just one or two other people, just hear, you know, what they really think about this. Because if we can't build together, why even do it, huh? Why even do it if we can't build together? But let me go in a different direction. Let's see if we can bring some smiles. I'm going to play Carol Dubach, and her song is called Smile.
Trials that keep you alive. Just smile.
sometimes we go through hard times in life, right? And we just kind of need to get back to that smile. And I had a hard conversation with somebody I care very much about last night. And I said to this person, I just, you know, it makes me so sad because I can feel how sad you are. You know, and I just want to get you back to where you can smile again. And I know that people have to go through their own storms. I know that, you know, I go through my own storms and stuff. And, you know, it always turns out okay. You know, when it's dark, you know, we do come to the light. You know, we do learn to smile again. You know, when it feels like the weight of the world is bringing us down, you know. And I know that. I know that. But it's like, man, could we just all kumbaya? Could we just hold hands and just love and support each other and lift each other up than to have to go through the struggles of, you know, somebody coming along or situations happening that bring us down. But you know what? This song's going to make us smile. This song, this next song, it's really going to make us smile, okay? I'm going to play Love by Halon Keith featuring Miss Monica Monet.
You're listening to Jupiter, top R&B and hip hop, and we got a new one from Earth. Y'all know him, y'all.
Halon Keith
featuring the Monica Monet. Check it out.
Just you and me under this tree. I'm reading your mind. I can clearly the love you had for me brought me to my destiny. Need nothing more. Such tranquility.
Wow, y'all. Halon Keith did it again. Straight from Earth. New right here. on Jupiter, number one R&B and hip hop soul.
All right, my people, my people down there in Jacksonville, Florida, Halon Keith and Monica Monet. I love it when those two sing together. I do. I tell them all the time, you know, you need to do more of that. And I'm just holding my breath for Halon Keith to finish his album so that, you know, I can just share more. That man can sing, huh? Okay, maybe I should say he can sing. I love it when Monica and Halon, you know, do pieces together. Sometimes he sings back up for her, you know, and they just support each other. And I think that's a beautiful thing when there are artists that can join in on a project and support each other, you know, and it complements and it works and it makes sense, you know. So I think I'm going to take you down to Arizona and play a little bit of Morris Allen, and this is called Encouraging Words. encouraging words by Morris Allen. I guess I'm just going in a direction. You know, sometimes when I do the show, and if you listen to me, I never do a playlist unless I'm doing a 15-minute set, you know, and I really should do a 15-minute set here soon, huh? I kind of just go with what just seems to make sense as I scroll through my music board, and maybe that's just the direction I need to go. There's so much going on right now. There's so much going on. There's a challenging energy out there, you know, in conversations that I'm having with my creative soul friends to, you know, even just family. There's it's so challenging right now. And, you know, sometimes the music can help take us out of it and put us in a different frame of mind, or sometimes it can help us own it. Music is so powerful. Art is so powerful. I love it. And no matter how challenging and how frustrating it can be, you know, to be a part of this industry, I stay. I never walk away. Sometimes I really honestly think I need to walk away, you know, but I stay. And I stay because it's exciting. I'm going to keep it real. It's kind of exciting. It is never a dull moment, you know. But there's some great people that I've come across from all over the world, you know, and they're amazing. They're so gifted. They have something that I believe, and I know I'm just one person, but I just believe the masses need to experience, you know, and that's why I do what I do. And yeah, I get frustrated because I want to build with people. I believe in building with people, you know, what is taking place in our country, across the states. Oh, man, it's scary to be a parent. It's scary to be a woman. It's scary to be a man. It's scary to be, you know, an aging soul, you know. And, you know, there used to be a time when you could let your children play in the yard or down the street, and the neighborhood would watch out for everybody's kids. You know, now you have to be worried and concerned with where your child is at all times. It used to be, you know, that, you know, the elderly were taken care of, and, you know, the churches, you know, were singing the hallelujahs and caring, you know, and just no matter where you go in life, you just are faced. You're faced with situations, but you know what? Sometimes it's okay to let the music speak for you. If you need something to allow you to own your feelings at the moment, let the music speak for you. You know, if you need to be taken out of a certain place and space, let the music do that for you. You know, that's what the power, you know, of these creative souls, you know, can bring our way, is that, you know, it can take us in a direction that maybe we just need to go. You know, maybe we just need to go. Let's see. You know what? I think I'm going to play a little bit of Anthony David. And this one, let's see, it's called Living It Up, again, by Anthony David.
Not just anybody should be. Girl, I'm telling you, I won't be. And if you're with it and you get it, we'll be
living it up. Oh yeah,
making it up.
Not just anybody will be.
Boy,
I'm telling you, I won't be. And yes, I'm with it, you can get it all.
Living it up.
Perfect.
Oh, darling,
David with Living It Up. Kind of just, I know, you know, it's the reggae sound, right? And I would love to one day, you know, go over there to Jamaica and just, you know, experience that relaxed vibe and all. It takes me back to, you know, hearing that calypso music and being on a cruise line ship. Once upon a time, I went on a cruise to the Caribbean and, you know, they had a band every night on the Lido deck or something like that, you know, and just played that music that just kind of made you sway and just, you know, gave you that sense of feeling free, you know. So music can take you in different directions. I know I've been kind of talking about that this morning, but I just, you know, I just needed to feel all of these vibes from all of these amazing souls from all across the United States. Now I want to take you out to North Carolina. This is one of my favorite hip-hop artists. I guess the thing I could say about Ronnie Run is he's got so much heart. He's got so much heart. He's a good dude, you know, and I appreciate the love and support he continuously gives me. Ronnie Run, In My Hood, featuring Hot D.
In my hood, you know we get it in for real. In my hood, wrong words, caps get peeled. In my hood, they take old gold all day before we eat. In my hood, we always gotta pray. In my hood, the cops always cause the scene. Another name for weed. In my hood, is that great? In my hood, eight heads, you been on the brew. Get the chain, count it, make it do what it do. In my hood, we like to just lounge on the porch. And when the sun go down, we hit the b-ball court. Little kids having fun out on the playground. Fly cars and 20 feet through my town. That's a sign in my hood to get you pulled over and get free. If you're lucky like a four-leaf clover, I wouldn't try. Go ahead, I wish you would. I'm like a tour guide showing you my hood. Real talk, everything's expensive. Truth, holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood. Real talk, everything's expensive. Truth, holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood. Brace yourself in my hood, you think I'm getting ill. Boys in blue, hey, but they know what to deal. In my hood, the females also get it cracking. They're down for whatever, so you know what's happening. Got a blade on standby, ready to pull the trigger. Street soldiers, speed chick, can hold their own liquor. In my hood, we love to play cards all night. Get a game of spade going for money, that's tight. In my hood, every hour we do a beer run. Got a female that loves to ride shotgun. White folks in my hood, they jostle the block. Never speak or wait, they keep jogging our stop. In my hood, I like to grind out to the max. My homie Hot D, you know he put the fire on the track. Hot D and run lyrics, tough like wood. Local stars, yeah, that's what we are in our hood. Real talk, everything's expensive. Truth, holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood. Real talk, everything's expensive. Truth, holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood.
When it comes to the hood I'm from, I got it locked down. River Bluff, dog, that's the hood I run. I get it popping in the streets, dog. Best not run. Right side, drive by, leave your left side none. If you don't think so, try me. Young Hot's grime, lyrical gag, got the nine tucked behind me. Top line music group, that be the posse. Do it real big, mucho grande. Can't be stopped, yeah, the flow's on the winning streak. Rhyme like a sermon, welcome to the ministry. Dog, what you earning? You ain't grinding in the streets. If money was a Newport, I gotta get the nicotine. If my hood can get it in, trust me. Ronnie run high D, always stay hustling. Word to the block, we on a non-stop. Get it misunderstood and get dropped in the hood.
Real talk, everything's expensive. The truth, holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood. Real talk, everything we speak the truth. Holla at us if you want the real fire in the booth. Local superstars putting it down like we should. Both names really buzzing all around in our hood.
All right, Ronnie Run with Hot D and their piece in My Hood. Shout out to Ronnie Run. He is just, he's making things happen for himself, and sometimes that's what you got to do. You know, you got to do. You got to put the work in and just, you know, do the research and figure out what direction you want to go and what you need to do to achieve it. And he's, you know, he's making his moves. You know, I see you, baby boy. I see what you're doing out there in North Carolina. I'm proud of you. So, let's go in another bizarre direction, huh? This is a young artist out of the Pacific Northwest. He sent me a message one day. He said, Lady Flavor, do you dub crush? So I'm going to play Dub Crush by Sheldon Butler. Thank you. Okay, Dub Crush by Sheldon Butler. Now, do I understand, you know, the dubstep? Is that what it's called? See, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but dubstep music, or I don't know, when I was working at Friends of Youth, you know, one of my kids came in, and he would love to just sit for hours and watch videos with me. So we'd go through YouTube and watch video after video after video, and he was trying to explain it to me, and I was like, okay, I guess, okay, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to take you out to Shreveport, Louisiana, and just take you in a totally different direction again. This is my boy, Jay's Way. I think he's an amazing talent, This is Floating Along the Ocean, again, by Jay's Way. Jay's Way with Floating Along the Ocean. You know why I like him? I'll be honest with you. He calls me doll. Nobody else out there calls me doll. I kind of like it. You know, I kind of like it. He calls me doll. On top of it, he's an amazing musician. He just really is, you know. I mean, I'm exposed to a variety of genres out there, but, you know, and I've learned to have a great appreciation for the talents that it takes to do the different genres. And Jay's weight, I think, is absolutely phenomenal. You know, again, he calls me Dollo. But thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. I know I was all over the place. I know I was. Thank you for bearing with me. But you know what? Still, you got to experience some great talents. Even though there wasn't one direction that I went, it was kind of all over, you know, variety of genres and subjects and all of that. You know what? I'm a Cancer. I feed off of people's moods, and the energy out there right now is just kind of all over the place. So I guess you got a sense of what I'm experiencing, you know, in life right now, from the people, the artists I support, to, you know, the people in my world. And there goes the alarm, huh? I don't know what it's telling me to wake up or something. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed, you know, this experience with me today. You know, it's just, you know, if nothing else, you know I do it because I love the artist, right? I love the music. I love the art. I love sharing, you know, with you and, you know, for you. And you know what? You just never know what's going to happen at the coffee house, right? So take care. God bless. Thank you so much again for being here with me today. And, you know, come back next Wednesday. You never know what's going to happen. Have a great day.